Conrad Cushman, the legend in the plans. Please listen every day to the showcase. The opinions and knowledge that anyone can take. Showing you how it is done. Proving I am number one. What a legend becomes. This is now my time to show you that I am here. This podcast just to make it loud and clear. By the fans, for the fans, not many who's here can understand. Everything pro wrestling, it can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinion and the lesson. Yes.
Folks, welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. I am your host, Conrad Cushman, joined once again by Derek Shelton.
What's up?
We are here to talk AEW Fyter Fest Night 2. We are going to run through this entire card. I thought that we had a hell of a show tonight.
I agree. This is definitely on point.
But enough of us jibber-jabbering. Let's hit that young intro. Everything pro wrestling, it can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin. The opinion and the lesson, yes. Everyday pro wrestling, it can never be you. That little, you know, joint with the logo, courtesy of Derek here. So make sure if you like that joint, you leave a thumbs up for us. Also, if this is your first time watching, you enjoy the content, please hit the subscribe button. I know I've been lacking on the podcast lately. I get it. I just haven't had the time to record another episode throughout the week. We're working on it. I'm hoping to record something for you guys for New Japan Pro Wrestling's Dominion. I've been all out of the sorts with New Japan, so things are in the works. Don't mind me, people. I'm getting back on track, I promise. Everything. The world's just wild right now with how everything's been going. But with that being said, let's talk some AEW Fyter Fest, good sir.
Yes, let's get into it.
Compared to Night 1, Derek, what did you think of Fyter Fest tonight from what you saw of it? Did you think Night 1 was better?
I don't know. I'm at a crossroads with this one. This one, I want to say Night 1 was better, but Night 2 had a lot of stuff in it that could have pushed Night 2 to be better. It, just in my opinion, by some of the stuff that happened. I'm like, this might be better than Night 1.
Yeah, this... They're kind of neck and neck. Got to give a shout out to the chat here. Rob's in the chat, first one in here, yelling, "Yero, what's going on, Rob?" All hail Ace. Ace, what's up, brother? I see you in here. Casey says I ignore him. Casey tries to get the inside scoop on what's going to be talked about in the podcast, and I can't release everything out beforehand. Jesus said that I'm lying. All right, Jesus. Remember that when I see you, I owe you a stunner or a Superman punch.
Superman.
Casey is ready to talk about that 8-man tag. I will say the 8-man tag might be match of the night for me.
I would agree.
I'm just throwing it out there. But we're going to be talking AEW Dynamite, whatever you want to call this, Fyter Fest. It doesn't matter. I'm just glad that we've got some All Elite Wrestling fans in the chat to talk about this. We'll be taking some questions at the end if we have enough time. And get whatever you guys want to talk about in the air and out in the open. But to begin, let's talk about the AEW tag team title situation. Amazing way for them to open up. Last week, Private Party earned themselves a tag team title shot against Hangman Adam Page and Kenny Omega. So during all of this, we saw last week Page and Kenny had a little disagreement about the beer FTR offered. Kenny did say on BTE he would apologize, but to no avail. It didn't go anywhere with it. Paige still feels out of the loop here, and they kind of brought that back up, and he said that he doesn't like the Young Bucks still. He's doing this because he's partners with Kenny, and he feels like he kind of owes it to him, but other than that, he still feels distant from the group.
I'm telling you, bro, beginning of the end. It's happening slowly but surely.
Yeah, I don't know. Doug is in the house. What's going on, Doug? Haven't seen you in here in a minute. What's good? PR Nightmare, what is going on? PR, you know who's putting the thumbs down. It's the NXT fans, man. But you know what? I thank them for their view, and I thank them for listening to my beautiful voice talk AEW wrestling, because I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about on everything pro wrestling. So it is what it is. It doesn't bother me at all. Sick, what's going on, bro? Good to have you in here as well. Yeah, Kenny isn't a drinker. Neither am I anymore. I've retired as well from the drink game. But Kenny Omega dumping it out, you know, sometimes it's a disrespectful thing. I'll tell you guys a story one day of how I almost got into a fight with somebody over drinks. I can't repeat it on air because I think Casey actually knows the person. So, but yeah, craziness. This match, though, Private Party really impressed me in this one. I think they showed that they can handle the big stage of being in these tag title matches. They shine when they give the opportunity to do something important.
Yeah, when you get a big platform to perform on, yes, you're always gonna get the butterflies. Anybody who says they don't get the butterflies is flat out lying. You can always hit the main stage and then you just get nervous. And it may not be a bad nervous. It may be a good nervous just because you're on that stage and ready to go. So for Private Party to get this opportunity, they have come a long way from the beginning, and I give them a lot of credit in the world for pushing, you know, their name and their talents further than where they've been before. So,
right,
I could definitely respect it. Great match to me.
Yeah, to get into this one, I saw some moves that impressed me. Isaiah Cassidy really stood out in this match. Normally, we're talking about Marquand and, you know, what he can do, and we usually talk about get rid of those damn tails when you wrestle your match, but I think tonight Isaiah Cassidy stood out. He did a really nice move where he was going over the top, jumped onto the second rope to do a springboard somersault. Amazing. You got to give props when it's time to give props. They've toned down on the screaming a lot with him. I didn't hear him scream tonight, but I did hear it from Marquand, and I didn't like that as well, but that was during Chop, so maybe, you know, it wasn't as loud and shrieky, so I wasn't that mad about it. But
yeah, the chops are what kill me when they start doing that. I'm not big on the chops. Not the chops, the scream. When they start doing the screaming, I'm like, that's comedy wrestling. You guys look like you're beyond that.
You know what? It has a time and a place. It has a time and a place for the right match. Yeah, Casey even just said, dude, that jump to the outside was awesome. I thought, dude, that took a lot of talent. I've never seen somebody hit that ever before. So I have to give him props. Let's see here. Hey, you know what? Another thing. So he did this last week, too. The sling blade into the Randy Orton backbreaker. I wish Jordan was in the chat so we could tell stories about that. But the sling blade to the Codebreaker, the Randy Orton-style-esque backbreaker where he drops to the knees, great stuff that he came up with there. And I like the counter to the buckshot lariat of doing the silly string again with him. Good stuff. But Private Party could not hit the gin and juice. It gets blocked, actually, and that leads to the setup of the last call, which is the V-trigger buckshot lariat combo. Paige and Omega are still the tag champs. Two of the best singles wrestlers in the company. You cannot be upset with that.
Oh, yeah. No. They are definitely top-notch. They're two wrestlers that you can count on to give you a almost, if not an A-plus match, and almost an A-plus match. You know what I mean? Like, for me, I wasn't sold on Hangman in the beginning, but then as, you know, time progressed, then I'm like, okay, Hangman can go. I wasn't big on Kenny because I didn't know who Kenny was, but then watching Kenny go, it's like, okay, I can see why Kenny's who he is. So when you put them two together, that also makes a great tag team match. And with them being on the same page, where, you know, how do you go wrong with that?
I think them as a tag team is a developing story. I think this is leading to a bigger thing for them in their singles careers later on. But this is fine. This is a good pivot. I like that it's two skilled wrestlers teaming together and they can't be stopped. They were in the Elite. It makes sense. I'm not mad at this at all. And they've been tagging since the beginning. If you honestly go back and look at what matchups they've had, they've tagged a lot together. So this works. Let me see here. Six says CJ's fight stories are hilarious, kind of like Charlie Murphy's True Hollywood Stories from Chappelle's Show. I was going to say something bad about someone's couch, but I won't. Prince is definitely my favorite Chappelle Show story, too, by the way. Rob said, don't assume it's NXT fans giving the thumbs down. Could be AEW haters, Cornette fans, hell, even a scorned EPW supporter. Look, Rob, I don't give a damn who it is. You came in and you just disliked the video and bounced. And you don't even have the testicular fortitude to say, like, oh, hey, man, I don't like this, and come and back up your reason why. I let people talk on here. I let people say whatever they got to say. So F that. I don't want to hear that. Like, whoever says it, come in and say it. I don't care. Exactly. That's fine. I mean, you're going to have a problem more than likely with a group of people who watch the show. But if you're about it, be about it.
Right. You're entitled to your opinion. If you don't like it, you don't like it. This is our opinion. That's your opinion. It is what it is. Don't be afraid to come in and talk your ish.
Yeah, and there's a reason why I think it's an NXT fan, Rob, and I can get into that in the analytics later. But Six at Private Party wrestles the way they look. Silly and wild. Nothing wrong with that. PR Nightmare is holding up the trophy. I like that. Rob said jazz hands. Yeah, see? Here comes that Kenny Olivier bullshit that people like to talk about. Kenny Omega. Cut the shit. Casey said, Rob, you got me. I was mad that CJ was ignoring me. We'll see. We'll see if it flips back then, you know? Let's see here. All Hail Ace said FTR the best tag team in the world, and so are the Lucha Brothers too. Can't have two best in the world though, Ace. You gotta pick one. Doug wrote F yo couch. Six said, I honestly don't think you should address the dislikes. Don't give the haters the attention. No, Sick. It's not even giving them the attention. They gave me the extra view. I appreciate it. Right. Come in every week. Don't bother me at all. Jesus said, imagine disliking EPW videos. You know how it goes, man. So let's talk about after this. The announce team runs down the entire card for the show as they usually do. They do their thing. I really like that they run down the card. And then this gets ready to lead us into our next match. But before we do that, we got to talk about our sponsors today. You know what we got to talk about. You know what we got to talk about. It's time for saving the balls. It's time to talk about some Manscaped, the Lawnmower 3.0. This thing is designed for groin grooming, for the men, for the ladies, for anybody who wants to use this. This is the product I recommend. I'm telling you, it's the best in the world. Derek, would you agree?
I would agree. 100%.
This bad boy has a special light on it. We'll put that right up to the mic so the podcast listeners can hear the beaut of this thing working. This thing has a nice grip, nice handle to it. It is designed to make sure that it doesn't cut you, nick your private areas. This thing actually works. They come with a lot of different things. You can get yourself the newspaper, put those clip-ins right on there, dump it into the garbage can. You could also get yourself a nice carry-on bag to take with you when you're on business trips, when you're going down to Florida to do something crazy. Right. You never know what happens.
No, we ain't going to Florida.
This dude is a Floridian hater. The crop preserver. You guys could use that. A little ball deodorant. Never hurt anybody. It's been hot in New York, so I'm sure it's been hot in other places. Take care of yourself. And you could even bust out the ball toner, a.k.a. the crop reviver. When it's time, use it, baby. Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com. Get 20% off using the promo code EPWSHOW, and you'll get free delivery on your boy. We also have the promo code EPWSHOW that can be used for powerslam.tv. You guys can go there and get 1 month of free independent wrestling. Check out some indies on your boys. And big shout out to another sponsor of the show, Everything College Basketball. Josh Burton is doing an amazing job over there. Hopefully we get some sports coming back soon so we can talk some college hoops. With that being said, let's see what everybody is in here. PR Nightmare said, yeah, boy, I mean, come on. I come in here talking about choking out Jesus and Conrad's intern. Yo, chill with that, Nelson. Gotta chill. Gotta chill. It's gonna be the intern's birthday soon. By next week, it'll be within a couple days, so he's got a week and some change. Jesus says that I like PMP versus Omega and Page. I agree. Doug knows about the lawnmower. Let's see here. Make your balls as smooth as Conrad's dome. Hey, you know how it goes. Rockstar's in the house as well. Now that's smooth. Done. What's up, Connor?
What's up, Connor?
Thank you guys for getting us up to 20 likes as well. I appreciate that. Let's talk about the next match. He's a bad, bad boy. Mr. Joey Janela getting ready to take on Lance Archer with Jake the Snake Roberts in this matchup. I don't know what I was expecting from this one. You kind of knew what was going to happen, like, in your head. But you still were like, well, what are the pieces going to be, how it gets put together for this match? Lance Archer comes out carrying Sonny Kiss on his shoulders. And he just dumps Sonny Kiss right into the ring on top of Joey Janela. The new tag partners, I think they're going to be called Bad Romance. That's what they want to be called. Dumped right into the ring. And Lance Archer is continuing his role as Suzuki in AEW, just beating ass on the way to the ring. I love it. I think it's a great gimmick that no one in the States has used.
Right.
So I'm a big fan of it. And Joey Janela in this match, he takes a beating. That's all I can say in this one. Archer is mostly just doing power moves to him to start. Janela gets his hits in. He gets his few moves in. But Archer gets right back on the attack for the most part. Joey Janela had a nice counter to the blackout at one point. He kind of does like a, I don't know what to call it. It's like the showstopper that Big Show used to hit. Like you're in that reverse sting DDT move and then you kind of land on top. He did one of those. Joey Janela has impressed. I think he deserves more opportunities on the television programming here. But you got to get him into those opportunities. And I think he's got to work his way back up a little bit, up the ladder.
Yeah. He's got to... It's one of those show improve moments where...
Like, does he belong... I feel like they're lost with him. Like, does he belong in a tag team with Sonny Kiss? Because I feel like Sonny Kiss, they don't know what to do with him. But at the same time, you have Joey Janela, who's a little bit elevated, but you don't know what to do with him. Because I felt like Sonny Kiss and Dustin would have been the tag team to go with more so than QT and Dustin. But now QT and Dustin gel. I don't know.
But you know what, though? I think it's... Just how I'm looking at it, I think it's the personality that Joey gives off, which fits Sonny's personality. So when you think of the name, it's the tag name. It's like, oh, okay, well I can see that because Joey's the bad boy, right? And then
bad, and then I don't know what's the romance part though with.
Well, I think Sonny Kiss would be like the romance part of it.
But I think it's think of it like a television sitcom. If you had to pair those two together, that's what it would be. You know, you're together all the time, and they're both from New Jersey, so
I don't know. I just think
the way. Thank you, PR Nightmare. It's called Final Cut. I said Showstopper.
Oh, Final Cut. Okay. Yeah.
Well, we haven't seen Big Show win a match since like 2003, so
we just don't want to see.
Well, it's the Big Show. I'm sorry. I don't know how those get in all of these recordings.
Listen, I don't understand why Big Show needs to keep coming back. Ruins my night.
We know. I always get great pictures of it. I got to start posting those on Twitter. But, yeah, I like this team anyway. Throughout all of this, Joey Janela just tries to fight back. He ends up going through a table. Lance Archer just slams his head on the table a couple times in front of the referee. Yo, I gotta say something about this, bro. I've been letting it slide for weeks and weeks and weeks. We have to call DQs or we have to be made aware that the rest can just do whatever. Right. I don't know. Maybe I used to let this shit go in ECW, though, too. Like, ECW would do crazy stuff like that. I'm like, bro, DQ.
Right. Well, it's in the name, so extreme rules.
Yeah, but there ain't no extreme in this.
True, but... I think I think they do need to establish like what they're doing. If it's gonna be a no DQ, let's make it a no DQ.
And Jesus just brought it up too about the no DQ. I don't know. Yeah. Nightmare Naturals. Shut up, Casey. I made one mistake. One mistake. I'm never gonna live it down. Yeah, dude. It was over though. Joey Janela takes the L here, and I think Lance Archer should get the win. Lance Archer has only one loss to Cody Rhodes so far. He's being kept strong. Rob says AEW refs are incompetent. I've been saying this for months. I think if they want to make like the cheating mean more, which we'll get to later on throughout the show, you have to call DQs on people when you catch them doing things.
Right.
It'll make it better. It'll make things worth it. Like, why would I give a damn if somebody cheated if you just were negligent when it came to, oh, who cares if you just use the table? Right. When you want to DQ someone for having their feet on the ropes or something, like, it doesn't make sense to me. So, stupid. They gotta call the stuff. Broken said too many tag matches on this show. I think there were only two, I guess three if you count the six-man tag. Half the matches. But with that being said, though, Broken, like, all right, too many tag matches, but that's their best division.
Right.
Not mad at it.
Yeah, can't be mad about it.
And he said night one over night two for him. All right, we'll get into it. Darby Allin showed a quick video of him doing a trust fall. Number one, I would have shit bricks if I had to jump from that high into, like, one of those pits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he just fell right back into it. Darby Allin's a beast. Little cool video. Wasn't as cool as burning someone and them jumping through a hoop or some of his other ones, but I still like these little vignettes that Darby Allin's, like, being focused on still. Don't forget about him. He's here. He's someone that you need to watch for.
Right. I have grown to like Darby Allin, and I have yet to see a bad promo put out by him. Even if it has nothing to do with wrestling, he's put out good promos. So it's just like, here's a guy who has finally made it to the main stage and is using every bit of time that he gets.
That's the best way. He has to maximize his minutes of camera time. Okay. I think Darby Allin's done a great job of doing that.
Yes.
Next, we get a segment with Taz and Brian Cage. And I like that they put this back-to-back to remember Darby has problems with Brian Cage and Taz, too. So keep that in mind while we're talking about all this. Taz comes out, and he's got a black bag with him. And you can tell that there's something in it. I knew right from looking at it, it was a championship. And Taz is out there with Brian Cage, and, you know, he's talking the same kind of stuff. Moxley's scared. Next week, Brian Cage is taking the title. And what I got from the promo was that the AEW World title will not be used for Brian Cage to carry around. He's going to carry around the FTW World Championship. If you don't know what FTW stands for,
that means...
Hey, yeah. F the world. Now... As far as F the world goes, it was a phrase that Taz used to bring up back in the day. He used to carry that belt around in ECW when he was the uncrowned champion, in his opinion. And he gave it to Cage kind of tonight, like, hey, you're the uncrowned champion right now. You're going to beat Mox next week, and we're going to carry this title around. I respect it.
Right.
So is the FTW a new belt for AEW? Because that would be dope. I don't think so, Sick. If they use it, it's going to be probably use how ECW did. It was not recognized as a championship, but it was defended still. Weird, you know? We'll have to see here. Bean said, for the world. Kind of. that's what they're going to tell you to do with it, too. For the world.
Exactly.
Casey said, for the win. Knock it off.
Close. Kind of.
It's definitely F the world. I remember growing up, I was watching ECW when he debuted that belt. I remember that. I like it, though. I like the black and orange on it. I always thought it was a pretty snazzy-looking title.
Yeah, it brings a lot of edge to, no pun intended, but
I was thinking that when you said that. I was going to say, you think you know me?
But it does bring a lot of edge, and something new to the table again.
That belt has grit to it. You know what I mean? It's got Oh my god. This is a punny show, huh? Yeah. Rob said, great promo, but this was stupid. That belt was a joke in ECW and Sabu won it. I don't think it was meant to be a joke, though, Rob. I think they wanted to have a secondary heavyweight championship, but they just didn't have the purpose or reason to do it. And they wanted to probably just satisfy Taz, like, well, here's a belt. You're a champion still, in my mind.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. Maybe to try and keep him. Who knows? But interesting. Interesting next week to see what happens with that matchup. I look forward to seeing Cage versus Moxley, like Connor said earlier in the chat as well. All hell, Ace said double champ. Casey said, nah, I remember Taz coming out in ECW being very happy. It's for the win. Right, right, Casey. Let's talk about match of the night right here, though, Derek. Eight-man tag team match, playa. We've got the Lucha Bros teaming with their boys, The Butcher and The Blade, versus the Young Bucks and FTR in this one. This is when you finally got here. Woo! What do you think of this one, man?
Match of the night. Hand style. This was... I'm not very big on eight-man tag matches, but this was... This was over the top, and I felt like it needed to be over the top in order to do what it needed to do.
Yo. The first thing I wrote in my notes here, Rob, ask me that question at the end. I actually have an answer for you. I have an answer for that. Write these down, boys, if you got questions for the end. Showed Tully and Sean Spears in the crowd. Very weird, I'm telling you. I don't know where they're going, if this is going to lead to a Four Horsemen-esque faction. I guess Ric Flair gave his blessing to Arn and Tully to do it, too. Like, that's fine if they do it. I don't care.
Right.
But Shawn Spears was in the crowd watching. He's been getting the victories with his glove after the match, you know, punching people out. I feel like he's the Barry Windham of the group. Oh, so, wow. Yeah, that's right, Barry Windham. I like Barry Windham. He was a good wrestler.
He was a good wrestler.
Let's see here. But Shawn Spears and Tully watching, I just thought that was a little interesting. They didn't really show it too much after this, but in the beginning they showed it. And I wrote this down immediately. I also like the dynamics with the Lucha Bros and FTR in the first segment of the match before they went to the commercial break. Something flowed with them that I like. I don't know what it was. It felt good, though. Now, did this match get sloppy at times? Yes. The reason it did get sloppy, though, was because people forgot who the legal man was. They wanted to do all their double team crap. I get it. You just have to tighten. Like I said, these things are things that need to constantly be worked on. Tighten those things up. I don't know who a person they could bring in to help with that. Like, hey, as a referee, you should have been doing this. And you as a wrestler should have did this. And you should have made sure you were in the ring. It's not that it needs to be harped upon every week. But they got to tighten those little things up.
Yeah, it just needs to be polished. That's all.
Yeah, but this match went absolutely crazy. I love the fake super kick from Matt Jackson. And then we saw the DDT. Good stuff right there. Loved it from Hardwood. Also, I see everybody. Six at match of the night. Diving Canadian Destroyer. Bro.
Oh.
Bro, at one point in this match.
Ray Phoenix.
Well, first, before we get to the Destroyer, let me talk about this other spot that I like, too. Every man tags in. So you're in there. I would do the tag, but COVID. We're going to show protectiveness. They do the tag. All right. One person from FTR gets in from the Young Bucks tag. Then that person tagged in the other Young Buck. He comes in and he tags in the other person to FTR. So all four guys are legal, which I think they're trying to say resets that 10-second timer over. Okay. I'm with it. Then they set up somebody for a powerplex. It turns into a double suplex off the top rope into the splash, into a swanton bomb, basically.
Basically, yes.
Dude, that was also great. Gets broken up or a kick out. I don't remember what happened in this match.
I think...
Nobody gives a shit what we say about this. Go watch this match, basically, is what I'm telling you.
Yeah, watch
then, this. There was at one point... I don't remember who destroyed who. Was it... Did Nick Jackson destroy Phoenix?
Think so.
Or was it Pentagon? I don't remember.
No, Phoenix
destroyed him?
Yes.
Dude, all I know is there was a destroyer to the outside on a bunch of dudes. Now, I don't like when people stand around on the outside. I think Rob said this too. He sent me a message. I'm going to give him his credit. I don't like when people stand around on the outside. But when it came down to this, dude, that was insane. I've never seen anybody do that.
Yeah, this worked out perfectly. And a Canadian destroyer outside of the ring onto a group of people. And the way that he did it, it was so smooth. It was just like, oh, how could you not like that?
All Hail A said, FTR and the Young Bucks did good tonight. Casey said that was the best Canadian destroyer in ages. Six said, Casey, best 8-man tag I've ever seen. And I'm usually hate 8-man tags too. Man, that's dope. Rob said, I hope he eventually signs with the New Heart Foundation. Where are we going with this? I hope he eventually signs, since the New Heart Foundation is pretty much dead in MLW. Oh, I think he's talking about Brian Pillman Jr. Yeah, Pillman Jr. did really good on Dark against Sean Spears, I thought. We'll see what happens with that. MLW said his contract is still continuing, by the way, if anybody's wondering about that. So they gave him the blessing to go, but we'll have to see what happens in the long term with Pillman Jr. But this match, though, we end up getting a miscommunication. A super kick was hit on someone from FTR, and that led to Matt Jackson eating the LB driver. It was called the Lucha Bros driver, a package pile driver, while the feet are on top of his partner's shoulders, basically, or being held up by him. 1, 2, 3. Look, I know we're all talking about Young Bucks and FTR. You got to give it up, number one, to, we didn't talk about them, Butcher and Blade did a damn good job in this tag match.
Yes, they were definitely a lot more polished than they have been lately.
I think Butcher and Blade are just brutes. These guys are, what's a fair comparison? These guys are the APA, in my opinion, of AEW. They're the brutes who are going to just whoop your ass, come in, take names. Right. That is the purpose of the Butcher and Blade, and I thought they did a good job being badasses here. The Lucha Bros are just, they're sweet, bro. That's all I can say. Like, these dudes are good. The Lucha Bro driver gets hit. 1, 2, 3. I was shocked to see them pick up the win here.
Yeah, too many kickouts. Too many kickouts for me. Like, I'm like, ooh, come on, man. Y'all killing me right now.
Let's see. Someone said better than WWE 8-man tags. Jesus said people are sleeping on the Butcher and Blade. Casey said, see, CJ's ignoring my initial comment that you were responding to, too. I missed it, Casey, honestly, and I'm not in the position to scroll back up right now from the live YouTube portion of it. But let me know. I'll gladly read it, Casey. Man, I'm getting a lot of shit tonight.
Yeah.
You know?
You're on the hit list, bro.
I don't care. Don't bother me. Butcher and Blade, APA, nah, bruh. They're good and all, but nah, bruh. No, I'm not saying that as far as characters and they drink beer and all that stuff. I get the APA was fun, but I'm saying that their jobs are to be the brutes, the force, the ass kickers, I think, for AEW. I think that's what they're trying to establish them as now.
Pretty much. This all stems back to when MJF paid them money to take care of... Who were they supposed to be wrestling?
Wasn't it Cody? They were supposed to beat up Cody.
Yes, yeah. So that's basically what's being said. You know, it's just like you're here to win matches, but we need you guys as like the brutes of AEW right now. Because I mean, we have singles brutes, but we need like a tag team tandem to be the brute too.
Yes, yeah, if someone else knows the power team in AEW that's a tag team, please let me know. That's over them, because I'm putting Butcher and Blade in that spot.
Yeah.
Where's Pac? Pac is in across the pond, we'll say, in his home. Yeah, he's not over here. That's why they haven't really had anything for him. And I'm seeing a lot of you're effing up, F you. Wow. Somebody get rid of those from the chat. We're all about cancel Conrad culture tonight, huh? No, I get it. You mean like hard hitting? That's going to be FTR, in my opinion. Okay.
I think it'll be FTR,
Casey said Butcher and Blade over APA because they don't have JBL. Facts. let's see. Doug said Derek Unfiltered. Not happening. No Filter EPW. Sorry. Connor said, are Butcher and Blade from Buffalo? Yes, they are. Good, sir. Blade used to perform under the name Pepper Parks, and he was Jesse in Impact Wrestling. And the Butcher is the lead guitarist in Every Time I Die, if you want to look up some of their music as well. Got to show some love for my Buffalo boys.
Exactly. Oh, if you want No Filter, I will set up my own channel.
So, Big Swole has
a... that Impact is coming Saturday.
Bro, you're gonna stay on for the review. It's not this Saturday. It's next Saturday.
Well, still, it's coming.
Big Swole is served some suspension papers. She's denied access to the building. Rob sent me the reason why. Let me see if I can find this. This seems stupid. Didn't he send it to me? No, maybe it was on Twitter. Go ahead, Derek. You take over this. What do you think of Big Swole doing her thing here?
I like it because it adds more heat to her her feud with
Britt Baker.
Yeah,
Britt Baker. I hope Britt Baker gets her ass whooped at All Out. Just for the record, Tony Khan said, as we just informed Swole World on AEW Dynamite via formal letter, Big Swole has been suspended from AEW for kidnapping Dr. Britt Baker. Wrestlers can't kidnap each other. We asked Swole to go home to cool off. Swole, an important member on our team, and we'll see her back soon. Thank you, Tony, for that quite informed update. We appreciate that.
Tony Schiavone.
They suspended Big Swole. I like what they did here. Denied access into the building.
That's the way to go.
She definitely was talking crazy stuff. I don't even know what she said Britt Baker's middle name was. But she definitely made that up, I think. If that's your real middle name, Britt Baker, let me know. Oh, Doug just corrected me. Dr. Britt Baker, DMD. I'm sorry.
DMD.
Was Big Swole in ICW? No. No. As far as I know, she wasn't. But maybe she performed over there. But if you're thinking about the ICW across the pond, then I don't believe so. Yeah. Let's get into this Nyla Rose situation. We have Nyla Rose, who is going to be in a handicap match versus Killian King, Kylan King and Kenzie Page. This was a squash match. I'm not even going through all this. Nyla Rose dominated. She gets the victory here.
Yep.
Everyone's wondering, what's Nyla Rose's big announcement going to be? She announces that she has a manager going forward. She said, look at what managers have done for other people. Cody Rhodes, TNT champion. She just went through an entire list. Shawn Spears, Tully Blanchard, Jake the Snake, Lance Archer. He gets title shots. They are under the tutelage of somebody, and she's going to be under the tutelage of somebody.
My name. No.
Not this company, bro. So I don't know, man. This is very interesting when it comes down to it. Uh-oh, Casey Briggs is going with Vicky Guerrero. We're seeing the guesses already.
I can see that.
Connor, I'm not mad at a squash match either. I'm just not going to waste my time, though, going through every like move for move for it. Jesus said Vicky as well.
I'm with it. I can see that.
Hmm. Her manager better not be Awesome Kong. I want to see them fight each other and not be a team. I think Awesome Kong still has to film... the finale for GLOW. So I don't know if she's back yet. And I heard she had a back injury as well that she's healing up from. Like a bad one.
And that's going to take some time, so.
Yeah. Let's see here. Okay. So I'm going to go with everybody's guessing. Vicky, Jesus, don't you ever write Sting again. He said, okay, so I got a question. Do managers enhance the wrestler they're with? I think so. Yeah. What do you think about managers in wrestling?
They definitely play a huge role. You know, you most certainly have an advantage when you have someone like that. You know, it's technically a handicap match because you have the manager there. The manager can do whatever they want to do until they get thrown out.
Who's your favorite manager of all time? I'm going with Bobby the Brain Heenan.
I like Jimmy.
Jimmy Hart, I've met Jimmy Hart a couple times. Nice dude, funny. Mouth of the South, baby. With a little megaphone. Every manager used to have a gimmick. They used to have a weapon that they would use. Bobby the Brain Heenan is my favorite because he would always do some outlandish stuff and then he had to get his ass whooped later on. One of my favorite like Bobby Heenan feuds is when he was talking crap about Big Boss Man's mother for weeks on commentary. And Boss Man finally beats whoever his guy was. It might have been Haku or somebody or Hercules. I can't remember. And he gets 5 minutes alone with Bobby Heenan. He puts the ball and chain on his foot so he can't run. And he beat Bobby Heenan's ass. Great moment. You got to enjoy that stuff. Oh. Jesus also put Brad Maddox down. What? Everybody's putting excuse me. Someone just put CM Punk, Paul Bearer. Jimmy Hart is Connor's favorite manager of all time. I'm still sticking with Bobby the Brain Heenan. Number one, can't tell me different. Number two is probably Paul Heyman. And number three is, I might have to say Jim Cornette. Paul Bearer, Jim Cornette. It's got to be in that top three list, yeah. In my opinion. Six said Bobby the Brain Heenan is a great choice, but I got to go with Paul Heyman. The dude could turn stuff into gold. Well, he said shit. Who cares? I've already sworn on the show. Right. Turn shit to gold. I respect it, Sick. I respect it. There's a lot. Casey says Paul E. Dangerously. Oh, we're seeing a lot of Paul Heymans now. I'm not mad. I like Heyman. Heyman was amazing for Lesnar. I love Heyman when he was with Rick Rude. To me, one of the most underrated factions of all time is the Dangerous Alliance. A team with Rick Rude, Steve Austin, Bobby Eaton, Arn Anderson, Larry Sabisco, and Medusa. Come on now. That's a dub. Oh, Doug said Mr. Fuji with the salt. I like Mr. Fuji. Or when he had the cane. He used to smack people with the cane.
Oh, yeah.
Get in there. Yeah, this is good stuff, though. I hope if it's Vicky Guerrero, I won't be mad for Nyla Rose. No. I think that's a good choice for a manager. Gives Vicky something to do. And I want to see some managers. Let's get some storylines going in the women's division. I've been saying this. I do like they're doing stuff with Swole and Britt Baker, but let's get some more people involved. Right. Let's give some opportunities, too, to some of those other girls. Like Kylan King and Kenzie Page, have them face each other next week. Why not?
Right, exactly.
You were impressed with Kenzie Page a couple weeks back when she had a match.
Yeah, she definitely knows the ring and what she's supposed to do. She definitely can sell basic moves or big moves, but she can definitely sell them to make them bigger than what they already are. But in all in all, she is a good wrestler in my opinion. I think she deserves a shot at the main card or the main roster. Even if it's a low tier kind of match, not to say that the women's match is going to be garbage, but I wouldn't put her up against a big name right now.
That's why I'm saying have an exhibition match just between those two. Let's just see who shines, maybe.
Yeah.
See who sticks out. Casey just asked us, do you think it has to be a woman just because they'll be managing a woman? Absolutely not. Sick brought up Harlem, and I don't know if you meant to say Harlem Heat, but that made me think of Sister Sherry immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Sherry could manage anybody she wanted to. Sherry was an excellent wrestler, and I loved her with Shawn Michaels and Harlem Heat. Her as Sister Sherry, phenomenal work. Really good here. Jesus said, Derek, what happened to Anna? Is she joining the Dark Order?
Can't speculate on that.
Moving on, speaking of the Dark Order, let's get into your boy, Boom Boom, Colt Cabana.
Oh, sorry.
Colt Cabana, Stu Grayson, and Mr. Brody Lee taking on SCU. They are in a six-man tag match here. They show Colt Cabana's ribs before this.
Hematoma.
I'm glad you said it. Damn, was what I was going to say. He looked like he got messed up. Sick. I'm not repeating that line. they definitely had Colt jacked up. And great way to play off of this, too, though, and make it part of the match that Colt's bruised ribs were a focus in this. Constantly, anytime he had to lift his arm up, anytime he got super kicked in the side or a chop, he felt the pain. They had waist locks on him, and that hurt because he had bruised ribs. It makes sense.
Right.
Understandable. Daniels in this match really stood out. I think Kazarian's been crushing it, too. I don't know. He's been hitting everything lately.
Yeah.
Daniels in this match, though, he goes for the BME, the best moonsault ever, and usually he hops up to the top rope, but not tonight. He took that extra step. I wasn't mad at him. I'm like, yo.
Sometimes you got to know your limitations.
Yeah, dude. He was like, you know what? Not tonight, buddy. We're just going to do a moonsault.
Nah. Not today. You'll learn about that soon enough.
No, I'm just reading what Rob wrote. We are not even going to speculate about that. Cheerleader Melissa is a wrestler, for those in the chat seeing that. Robert, inappropriate. That's why I put I know. So they do all of this, right? They set it up. Best moonsault ever gets hit. But there's a distraction going on throughout all of this. Brody Lee takes off Daniel's head with a spinning lariat clothesline. I don't know. Do they have a name for that move?
What do they call it? Discus clothesline, I think.
Whatever. He hits him with that clothesline, that JBL clothesline that I'm sure everybody loves in the chat.
Knocked him out of his boots.
He gets the pinfall there, but then he tells Stu Grayson, I believe, who's the legal man, to tag in Colt. So Colt Cabana can get the win. Colt gets the tag. I thought maybe someone was going to make a save, but everybody was down. 1, 2, 3. The L for SCU. Colt gets another victory. I'm surprised they went with this. I thought maybe we were going to see some dysfunction here. Colt Cabana hasn't lost a match since interacting with the Dark Order.
Has not.
What do you think? You think this leads to Colt? You think Colt's joining? You think this is a ruse?
Can't speculate.
Six said, yo, Colt Cabana about to have the purple baby on the side of his stomach. God damn. Thought I seen something that resembled that in Last of Us 2. No spoilers. I'm like 60 to 70% through with that bad boy.
No spoilers. I haven't touched it yet.
Yes.
I haven't touched it. I've been wanting to play it. But I'm kind of like delaying the inevitable. I started playing The Last of Us.
The first one? The
first one.
Beat that first.
That's what I'm saying. Like I think I remember everything that happened in the first one, but when you have a sequel, I have to play the first one again. Just so I can play straight through.
You should just did a watch through.
Nah, bro, I can't do that.
Anyway.
Classic.
We talk about next week's card. Damn, Derek giving us something.
I can't. Merchandise coming, though.
Holla at Rob about that. Fight for the Fallen. We find out next week Cody's open challenge is back. Cody will be back with the open challenge. Who is going to challenge for the TNT Championship next week? Could be interesting. We also have, now remember what I said, Lucha Bros, FTR, I like the chemistry in that first segment. Someone else must have been thinking the same damn thing, because we've got the Lucha Bros versus FTR. I think this is going to be wonderful. The Elite, Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks, are teaming up to take on the Jurassic Express. This should be dope. Someone please protect Marco. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a fun match, though. I cannot wait to see how these two six-man teams, probably the two most popular six-man teams in AEW, interact with each other.
Yes, I agree.
And the main event, the AEW Championship is on the line. We have Jon Moxley defending against Brian Cage with Taz. This is the match that we've all been looking forward to. Mm-hmm. Cannot wait to talk about that. Let's see here. Britt Baker requests to get a merch plug. This is when Big Swole comes out. Big Swole is wearing a mask, and she says, hey, you got me suspended on some punk shit. I don't like that. They start popping off to each other, and security steps in. So they're just doing the reminder. Big Swole, Britt Baker, they've got problems. Eventually, Rebel got, like, shoved back into Britt Baker, and she grabbed her nose.
Yeah.
I don't know if she busted her teeth or her nose, but... she was upset, and I do like the little kick she gave the security dude after. Like, back away. Back away. Let's see here. Damian Joseph, what's happening? This is Malik. I got one question. Do you think that Ray is going to AEW? I don't know. I don't know. Hmm. I don't know if Rey Mysterio goes there. I know the rumor is he's working without a contract right now, but we'll have to see what they do with that. I would love to see Rey come in. I know that AEW said they would love to have him, even if it's for a little bit.
Right.
I think maybe for a short match deal, but I think Rey's more worried about his son right now. So whatever benefits Dominic, Rey's going to do that. That's just what I say. Beans, I got that mask you sent me, Derek. I'm still deciding. Team Conrad or Team Derek? I don't know. Beans, be on the right side of justice.
Is it really a right side of justice, though? I mean, justice does kind of have a dark side.
Orange Cassidy versus Chris Jericho is our main event match of the evening. It's on the thumbnail. This match was something different here, man. This has been built up for a long time. I thought this was the perfect match to main event the show once the world title match was off.
Yeah.
Blood Orange Cassidy, after getting beat down with the oranges, suffering some bleeding. He's been going back and forth with Jericho here. And this is kind of what we talked about last week with everyone. And I'll kind of bring it up throughout this match. But, Derek, what did you think of this matchup?
I thought it did what it was supposed to do. I think Jericho and Orange Cassidy have a great
chemistry.
Yeah, they got great chemistry. They do, like, I feel like Jericho is put there, obviously, because he's the biggest vet out of all of them. So, you know, at least that wrestles. I mean, you got Arn Anderson and Jake the Snake, but as a wrestler right now,
he's their leader, basically, I think, in AEW. He's their, like, yo, who do you go to? He's the Undertaker. He's the big dog.
He's the quote-unquote godfather of AEW.
I like that.
Basically. So I think Orange Cassidy got a perfect chance to learn, not dirty tactics, but learning how to pace the match and how to work the, you know, how to work the crowd, basically. Like, if there was a crowd there, how do you work the crowd and stuff like that? Granted, Orange Cassidy is definitely over to begin with, but having Jericho there as a mentor in the ring, you learn something basically every single second of the match.
Mm-hmm. He paced the match very well. This show was over at like 10:01, actually, so they went over a little bit, but I think Jericho just didn't give a damn.
Yeah.
He's like, we're going to be fine. So, in this match, Cassidy hit a hurricanrana, hit a super kick for a two count after doing the little lazy kicks, and then hit a super kick. I like when they let Orange Cassidy try, and they let him turn it up. They do a really good job here, and they were having PNP use the slapjack, hitting him in the back. I don't know if that's what they're calling it. That's what I've always called it, the Stevie Ray slapjack. So they were hitting him in the back with oranges or baseballs, whatever's in that damn sock. Helping give the beat down.
Sweet Valencia oranges.
Never leave a bruise.
Let them know who's boss.
Family Guy reference if anyone doesn't get that. The weirdest part was when PNP's on the outside, Pride of Powerful, and dude, I don't know if they smashed him with orange juice or sprayed orange juice on him. Aubrey is soaked. She thought like they weren't going to notice. So to me, what this is going to lead to is best friends coming out, and they're like, yo, these guys shouldn't have did that. Aubrey looked like she was about to kick them out. The beef starts to happen, they go into the crowd, and they start brawling. And we're going to end up getting best friends in PNP in tag matches, and then we're going to probably see a big six-man tag, I assume, later on with all of this.
Yeah, that's definitely coming. I would definitely be down to watch that. That'll be good, because Private Party, best friends and the Inner Circle. I think that'd be good. I think that'd be good.
Right. Let's see here. What do you do with OC? I feel like he needed this win. Jesus, we're gonna get into that in 1 second. Basically, in the end, though, Jericho uses a bat and hits a Codebreaker. 1-2 near fall. They tease Orange Cassidy getting the win. He hits the Slumdog Millionaire, which is that like stunner move that he always goes into. And eventually he sets up for the Superman punch, counters into a Judas effect. 1-2-3. Jericho gets the win. Not mad at it. And to answer Jesus' question, kind of with, he felt Orange Cassidy needed the win. Weren't we just talking about last week, though, how the Inner Circle looked like losers?
Yes.
So now, That was a big win for Jericho. Jericho needed that to stay in the top five.
Yep, back in the winner's circle. Back in the winner's circle. That's pretty much what it is.
And I like the fact that this hasn't put Orange Cassidy over yet, but at the same time, he's getting over by losing.
Yes.
Like, he lost to Pac at the same idea. Like, okay, well, he lost to him, so what's going to happen next? I think that he's going to eventually get this big victory over somebody, or something's going to take him to that next level if they do this right. So be patient, Jesus. I think OC's time is coming. Casey said, Jericho is the godfather. Does he have a train?
I mean, he has a train on the road.
Pimpin' ain't easy, man. Sorry, Ice-T. Shout out to SVU, one of my favorite shows, too.
This dude, SVU, dude.
Love that show, man. Let's see here.
I mean, to answer your question, I mean, he's got a train on the road.
Six said, can my guy OC win one match? He'll get there. I don't think he needs it right now. I think right now you still want to establish the top guy, so that way when they lose later on, it means more.
Yeah.
Jesus said, for real, OC needs a win. Casey said, why isn't that a DQ? I think he's talking about the orange juice. I don't think she saw what they did with the orange juice, but my point was she got wet as hell. Like, what did you guys just do? Let's see here. All Hail A said, Jericho is the wrestling. I'm going to put a little G on that. God in AEW. Damian Joseph says, you think that's going to make a main event mafia? Oh, he's back on that Four Horsemen thing. We talked about that earlier. I can see the Four Horsemen stuff happening. I don't know when, but sounds right. Jesus said, F you, Conrad. You were right on that. See, F you, because I was right. Because I said it. All right. You're right, buddy. Now Casey's got everybody here talking about the whole train because of the Godfather. That was horrible, Conrad. You know it was good. You love it. Mm-hmm. You love it. Let's see here. Man. AEW just broadcast a puppy battle royal worldwide. Yeah, I got to see this puppy battle royal. You know, I like dogs. That's fine. We'll see what happens with this.
I think there's more to it.
You think there's about to be some real dogs in there, like a pit bull or something?
No. We're not on that MV kind of stuff.
Let's see here. She saw. She was staring right at them. Of course she didn't see it. Hashtag incompetent. I'm not mad. I don't even remember the spot. All I saw was the orange juice. I know Tiffany, Queen of the Indies, would be happy that she kind of got her orange juice spot, but not really.
Right.
She wants it where Orange Cassidy brings the juice into the ring, but I think they're looking for sponsorships first. Probably. That's probably why they don't do it. Let's see here. Ice-T at SVU looks under the sheet. Yep, he's dead. SVU theme music plays. That's literally all he does in that show. Hey, man, don't talk bad about my man Ice-T. And I love Ice-T in that show. Someone bust my eardrums, I gotta bust the ass. let's see here. Rob said you're not gonna read the first part. Yeah. You talked about Michael Vick. Let me see. Hold on here. Now Rob's gonna force me to read it. See, I lost it. It says something about Michael Vick here. Man, Vic did time over dogfighting at AEW's broadcasting a puppy battle royal worldwide. You show some damn respect to the puppy battle royal, Rob. Those videos get lots of views, especially with cats and stuff too.
Puppies.
And not those kind of puppies. See, Attitude Era fans, get this man a check, man. No Holds Barred Network said I made it. I hear my name. I didn't get my orange juice spot. She wrote in all caps. I'm sorry, Tiff. Rob agreed. Back to CJ's earlier point, the reffing needs to be better. Call DQs. DQs will mean more if they call them. That's it. Rude, I legit walk in and hear my name. Tiff, I was giving you nothing but respect. I said you almost got your orange juice spot.
That's true. He definitely
this
did.
Close. All right. It's going to happen for us. We're finally going to get to see it eventually.
Yeah.
At this point, if you guys have questions, feel free to throw them in. They can be about anything, too. I know I've been slacking on other content. I will say this, the NXT North American Bash show last week was phenomenal. I thought it was a great show. Really looking forward to seeing part two. I don't know how I did it. I managed to avoid all spoilers for everything. Bro, someone posted spoilers in a comment section for a Kenny for Your Thoughts. Check out his podcast on YouTube as well. Kenny is hilarious with his boy Brandon. Love it. It's kind of like our dynamic a little bit. Really good stuff. And someone really tried to spoil the show, and they said, oh, I'm doing this because AEW fans spoil NXT for this week or whatever. I said, I didn't spoil anything. So don't come in here doing that to me.
Right,
Well, they did it. And I was just like, no, bro, someone from NXT spoiled it by putting it on their story. Like, it's not my fault that someone did that.
You're just reporting it. That's all.
You know? Jesus asks, who is going to accept Cody's challenge next week? I'll throw that one to you. What do you throw in there?
Let's see. Who have we had so far? We had...
Marquen. We had... Who did he fight that one week? Where Jungle Boy. So, yeah, Jungle Boy, Marquen. Ricky Starks. And then I think Jake Hager. So, who's next? Do you go with the AEW person again? Or do you bust out someone from the outside?
I think you bust out someone from the outside. It has to be, It has to be a verbal challenge.
I say let the NWA guys get another chance. Why not have an Eli Drake or whoever?
Makes sense.
Let Nick Aldis show up with the NWA title. Remind people that the NWA exists. I think it works, man. Let's see here. I get a question. Why are Private Party the AEW Tag Team Championships? And do you think Tessa Blanchard is going to AEW? I do not want Tessa Blanchard in AEW. I think she's a lot of trouble right now. I know a lot of people will say the whole, like, we don't know if she said the racist stuff and all that. I'm going to be honest here. Where there's smoke, there's fire. And she's been in a lot of controversy lately. I just don't think it's worth it for what AEW wants for their locker room. In my opinion, it sounded like Swole basically confirmed that the incident happened and she was trying to be mediator for it. She still seems like she's cool with Tessa. That's great. Swole said that Tessa, maybe the best place for her would be AEW with her father. But in my opinion, Tessa being in AEW right now is not the move. If you would have asked me when this company first started, I said absolutely. She should be one of the people they signed. They should build the division around her. But I don't think that now.
Yeah, no. I mean, what more can you say? You put your feet in the water, and now you're boiling. You're getting cooked here. Honestly, I would not take Tessa just because of the altercations that she's had in the past, especially with the new one. That's too much of a negative to have.
I think in AEW it doesn't work. WWE, that's fine because they're just like, look, we take talent, we manage it, and then if you don't do what we say, we fire you.
Right.
I think, too, if you put her with someone, I say you put her with Robert Stone in NXT. I think Robert Stone would be the perfect person to manage. Number one, she's the diamond of the business. Whatever you want to play off of that with Tessa Blanchard's name, you could really do something here. Right. Sig said, do you see AEW and New Japan doing interpromotional event in the future? Sig, I damn so want this to happen. I would love to see them do an interpromotional event. That would work for me.
I think they'll do it. I think... maybe about like another month or two?
Nah, bro. I don't know. We got to see what happens after all this is said and done. But I want AEW and New Japan to work together. I heard MLW might be getting a relationship with New Japan, too.
Ooh. Okay.
So that could be good things for them. Rob says, Sweet Charlotte versus Ruth. I'm all for it. Same, man. Good rematch from All In. If you guys remember the first one. Cody versus Nick Aldis. Money. Let's see here. Broken said he'd like to see Kyrie Sane at AEW. That wouldn't be bad. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Tessa has burned down houses behind her.
Oh boy.
True. Casey said Bram versus Cody. That'd be a different matchup. Who's going to be Omega and Hangman for the tag team championship? I think it's going to be FTR defeats Omega and Paige. That's my prediction.
Yeah. But do you think it happens at the fight?
I think it happens before we get to All Out now. I'm starting to think that.
Think so?
Yeah.
Okay. FTR.
Because how long can you hold off on FTR and the Bucks for? I really feel like you can't for more than a month now. Like, why wouldn't they just fight each other?
Right, yeah. So, I think it is that time. I think it is that time for FTR to take, you know, remove the titles. I think it's that time. And then you set up the Young Bucks, and then but that's an ongoing feud first before they drop the titles.
Yeah, they could easily just challenge them. Tessa proved how unprofessional, immature she is with her recent dealings with Impact. That's true. Jesus said EC3 versus Cody soon. I like that. I definitely have a really like cool storyline idea with that Horseman stuff with EC3, but I'll save that for another time right now. Nah, we need Dark Order to win the tag belts, Jesus said. Chill. I thought they were going that way too.
If this didn't happen, I think this would have worked, because I think Dark Order would have won the titles, and then Hangman and Omega would have beat them for the titles.
EC3 versus Moxley. Yeah. Okay. So someone brought that up earlier. I don't remember who. I think it was Rob, I'm going to say. Scorpio versus Cody is definitely probably going to happen for the title eventually, too. So they asked who is the next challenger for Moxley after this. I think Moxley goes on to beat Cage next week. And at All Out is going to be Jon Moxley versus MJF. They're both undefeated. They've only lost, I don't even think Moxley's lost a tag match, to come to think of it. I think the only L's MJF has are in tag matches or multi-mans, and he wasn't involved in the finish, so.
He wasn't pinned in either one of them, so.
Or submitted, so he's good to go. He has never been defeated, technically. I think MJF and Moxley could be a money matchup. I don't know if you do it now. It's either going to happen at All Out or Full Gear, but I'm going to say at All Out it happens. MJF's the next challenger.
I would say Full Gear.
You think they wait a little bit more?
I think they wait a little.
Who goes to, who challenges at All Out?
Well, okay.
Like to me, here's what I feel the All Out card will wind up being. You got to have Moxley versus MJF.
Right.
Cody will have someone challenging him for the title, whoever's hot at the moment.
Right.
Tag team title match is going to be FTR versus the Bucks.
Okay.
Hangman versus Kenny. I'm not saying that there's going to be a full-fledged heel turn like this, man. I'm just saying
It's happening.
I'm just saying it could be like a friendly rivalry between them.
I can see that because they don't really have any issues with each other, so.
I could also see Kenny Omega challenging for the belt, too. I don't know. You're in a real funny place. I think it's Omega or MJF, though, challenging it All Out for the championship.
You could look at it that way, because then you play the numbers game where, like, you know how, like, someone has more losses than wins.
Yep, Mox lost a tag match after he walked out on Pac. So then, it was like I originally said then. They've only lost tag matches then. So, whatever. And I think that was last year, too.
It was last year.
Someone said they hope Bianca Belair goes to AEW. I respect that. I'm sorry, your thought, though.
I would like to see that. I want to say it's at full gear.
Okay.
I want to say it's at full gear.
Comes full circle. That's when he turned on Cody, right?
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah. That would be his WrestleMania, like it would be for The Undertaker. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, he won at full gear against Cody. He's got the momentum on his side when it comes to full gear again.
Yeah, this is true, man. AEW, the title's only going to be a year old coming up soon in about a month or two. So this will lead to a lot of interesting things. But let me tell you guys this for right now. We're going to get ready to end the show here. I thank you guys and appreciate you guys showing up, showing out for this. I had a real fun time watching Dynamite. Next week will be Fight for the Fallen. Make sure you guys are back here for the review on the channel for that. Hopefully I can get a preview up for Extreme Rules and Impact Slammiversary. We're going to try and get through all of these shows. Some of these previews and stuff may be quick little ones that I push out, but I will try to get some content together for you guys as far as that goes. At the same token, I've got a pretty cool video that I'm getting ready to set up. I don't want to give all the details because it may have to be a 2-3 parter. We'll see how long it's going to take. But it's one of those challenges that I was given. And I really want to nail this down so that it's good when we actually do it. So it'll be fun. It's just going to require a lot of work on my part. That's what I've been doing a lot of. Six said, I missed the Kenny Omega, the cleaner version. Dude was on his shit. But everyone said thumbs up show tonight, D.
Thumbs up.
I appreciate you guys. Make sure you join us next week for that. And hopefully me and Rob will be doing a review this weekend of New Japan's Dominion card. If not, it may just be pushed to audio only, but I will have something up eventually for it, depending on how the sleep schedule goes and what happens with the intern and everything else.
Right.
But for everything pro wrestling, that's it for Conrad Cushman. What are you doing? Stop doing that Dark Order stuff. For Derek Shelton, thank you guys so much for joining us on Everything Pro Wrestling. We are out. Peace.
Everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin. The opinions, the lesson, yes. By the fans, for the fans. Not many in this can understand, This the podcast to show you who I am, Conrad Cushman, the legend in the plans, Please listen every day to the showcase. The opinions and knowledge that anyone can take. Showing you how it is done. Proving I am number one. What a legend becomes. This is now my time to show you that I am here. This podcast just to make it loud and clear. By the fans, for the fans, Not many whose head can understand. Everything pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin. The opinion and the lesson, yes. Everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin. The opinions, the lesson, yes.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Everything Pro Wrestling, it's your boys from the Everything College Basketball Podcast and Facebook group. I'm Josh Burton, letting you all know that if you like the college game, that there's only one spot to come find all you need to know.
Yep, Josh, Peyton, and myself, Tyler, we are the three voices of ECB podcast and Facebook group. Peyton, tell them where they can find us and listen to us at.
Well, Tyler, you can find us on Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, and all other podcast hosting sites. Also, go join our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups like Everything College Basketball.
So if you want everything you need to know about the collegiate game or have a passion for it, there's only one spot that you need to check out on a weekly basis or a daily basis with the Facebook group. That's Everything College Basketball. Now let's get back to Conrad informing you on everything pro wrestling and the workings around it.
Brother.